So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have this complete Chaitanya Charitamrita in English. We know what, or we have some idea of the extraordinary effort that he put into producing all of his books, but specifically, he really wanted his Chaitanya Charitamrita to be available to English-speaking, English-reading personalities. So today we're going to start Adi Lila, Chapter 17, The Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in His Youth. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakta Vinata Swamini Tanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Srinivani Pashtutade Shtarine Om Agyana Timurandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Stapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishavaksha Shri Rupam Sagatatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Tang Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadutam Purjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sham Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindabaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pre Vajra Kalpaturubya Shankri Pasanubi Evacha Patitanang Pavane Bhyo Vaisave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shedvaita Gadadha Arshi Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this Dwadasi is turning out to be pretty special. It's the disappearance of Madhavendra Puri. So we'll say a few words about that as we go along. And also you heard this morning they're celebrating Vyasa Puja for Virabhu Prabhu. I think it's actually yesterday it happened, but because it was a Kadashi, they waited till today to make a breakfast. So, but in any case, it's always auspicious when devotees get together to honor Prasad. All right, so we'll read the chapter summary, then we'll do text one responsibly, and then we'll try to get through as much of this as possible. The 17th chapter, as summarized by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes from his 16th year until the time he accepted the renounced order of life. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has already vividly described these pastimes in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes them only briefly. Vivid descriptions of some portions of his pastimes are seen in this chapter, however, because Vrindavan Das Thakur has not elaborately described them. So you see how Vaishnavas honor each other. They don't compete because Kaviraj Goswami knew what Vrindavan Das Thakur had presented. He made sure that his presentation kind of fit along with that, not competing with it. In this chapter, we shall find descriptions of the Mango Distribution Festival and Lord Chaitanya's discourses with Chand Kazi. Finally, the chapter shows that the same son of Mother Yashoda, Lord Krishna, tasted four transcendental mellows of devotional service in his form of Shachi Nandana, the son of Mother Shachi. To understand Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love for him, Lord Sri Krishna assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The attitude of Srimati Radharani is considered the super excellent devotional mentality. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself assumed the position of Srimati Radharani to taste her ecstatic situation. No one else could do this. So we should not be misled by this word assumed. It's not that Lord Chaitanya doesn't exist and then all of a sudden he comes into existence. Lord Chaitanya is eternal manifestation of Lord. It's just explaining why that particular form exists. We should not think that Lord Chaitanya is a sometimes manifest, sometimes not manifest. He's eternally existing, obviously. And, as a matter of fact, there's a portion of Goloka Vrindavan Dham that is eternally manifesting the Sankirtan mood and mentality of Lord Chaitanya. Continuing, when Sri Krishna assumed the form of the four-armed Narayana, the gopis showed their respect, but they were not very interested in him. In the ecstatic love of the gopis, all worshipable forms but Krishna are rejected. Among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani has the... Let's see, went too far here. Let's back up one page. Srimati Radharani has the highest ecstatic love. When Krishna, in his form of Narayan, saw Radharani, he could not keep his position as Narayana, and again he assumed the form of Krishna. The king of Rajabhumi is Nanda Maharaj. And the same person in Navadvip is Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Mother Yashoda is the queen of Rajabhumi, and in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, she is Shachi Mata. Therefore, the son of Shachi is the son of Yashoda. Sri Nityananda occupies an ecstatic position of parental love in servitude and fraternal attraction. Sri Advaita Prabhu exhibits the ecstasy of both fraternity and servitude. All the Lord's other associates, situated in their original love, engage in the service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So even the direct expansions of the Lord, or plenary portions, they all have the mood of service toward the Lord. The mood of servitude is prominent, but also they exhibit other flavors. What to speak of us as individual living entities, jivas, we all have our particular rasa in which we serve the Lord. Continuing, the same absolute truth who enjoys as Krishna, Shyamasundar, who plays his flute and dances with the gopis, sometimes takes birth in a Brahmana family and plays the part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting the renounced order of life. It appears contradictory that the same Krishna accepted the ecstasy of the gopis, and of course this is very difficult for an ordinary person to understand. But if we accept the inconceivable energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can understand that everything is possible. There is no need of mundane arguments in this connection, because mundane arguments are meaningless in regard to inconceivable potency. At the end of the 17th chapter, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, following in the footsteps of Srila Vyasadeva, has summarized all the Adi Leela pastimes separately. So now we'll recite the first verse.
Vande Swayarad Bhute Hangtam Chaitanyang Yat Prasadatah Yavanak Sumanayante Krishna Nama Prajalpakaha Vande Swayarad Bhute Hangtam Chaitanyang Yat Prasadatah Yavanak Sumanayante Krishna Nama Prajalpakaha Vande Swayarad Bhute Hangtam Chaitanyang Yat Prasadatah Yavanak Sumanayante Krishna Nama Prajalpakaha.
Please chant. Making it a little larger. People are complaining that they can't see. Okay. How's that? Okay. Someone else?
Vande Swayarad Bhute Hangtam Chaitanyang Yat Prasadatah Yavanak Sumanayante Krishna Nama Prajalpakaha Vande Swayarad Bhute Hangtam Chaitanyam yat prasadatah yavanak sumanayante Krishnanam prajapakah. Vaishnavis, Krishna nama prajalpaka. Vaishnavis, Vande Swayarad Bhute Hangtam Chaitanyang Yat Prasadatah Yavanak Sumanayante Krishna nama prajapakaha Vande Swayarad Bhute Hangtam Chaitanyam Yat Prasadatah Yavanak Sumanayante Krishna nama prajapakaha Vande Swayarad Bhute Hangtam Chaitanyam Yat Prasadatah Yavanak Sumanayante Krishna Nama Prajalpakaha Vande. Let me offer my obeisances. Swayara, completely independent, Adbhuta and uncommon, Iham, whose activities, Tam, unto him, Chaitanyam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yet of whom, Prasadataha, by the mercy, Yavanaha, even the unclean, Sumanayante, are transformed into gentlemen. Krishnanama, of the holy name of Lord Krishna. Prajalpakaha, taking to the chanting. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even unclean yavanas become perfectly well-bred gentlemen by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Such is the power of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada's purport. There is a persistent misunderstanding between caste brahmanas and advanced Vaishnavas or Goswamis, because caste brahmanas or smartas are of the opinion that one cannot become a brahmana unless he changes his body. In other words, in your next life. Because the body is always changing, but that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about dying and then coming back on a higher platform. As we have discussed several times, it is to be understood that by the supremely powerful potency of the Lord, as described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, everything is possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as fully independent as Krishna. Therefore, no one can interfere with his activities. If he wants, by his mercy, he can convert even a yavana, an unclean follower of non-Vedic principles, into a perfectly well-behaved gentleman. This is actually happening in our propagation of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. The members of the present Krishna Consciousness Movement were not born in India, nor do they belong to the Vedic culture. But within a short time of 4 or 5 years, they have become such wonderful devotees simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra that even in India, they are well received as perfectly well-behaved Vaishnavas, wherever they go. Although less intelligent men cannot understand it, this is a special power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, the body of a Krishna conscious person changes in many ways. Even in the United States, when our devotees chant on the street, American ladies and gentlemen inquire from them whether they are actually Americans, Because no one could expect Americans to become such nice devotees all of a sudden. Even Christian priests are greatly surprised that all these boys from Jewish and Christian families have joined this Krishna consciousness movement. Before joining, they never regarded any principles of religion seriously. But now they have become sincere devotees of the Lord. Everywhere, people express this astonishment, and we take great pride in the transcendental behavior of our students. Everybody remember that. Prabhupada says that he takes great pride in the transcendental behavior of his students. Such wonders are possible, however, only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not ordinary or mundane. In other words, for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure, we have to behave ourselves. Be very serious about that. You want to make Prabhupada happy? As he says in this purport, behave like a gentleman, a lady. Okay, so we'll continue the reading. Text 2. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. 3. I have already given a synopsis of the Kaishora Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now let me enumerate his youthful pastimes in chronological order. This is a nice Sanskrit verse, so you should recite it. Vidya saundarya sadvesha sambhoga nartya kirtanai prema nama pradhanaischa gora divyati yauvane. So, proper translates. Exhibiting his scholarship, beauty, and fine dress, Lord Chaitanya danced and chanted as he distributed the holy name of the Lord to awaken dormant love of Krishna. Thus, Lord Sri Gaurasundar shone in his youthful pastimes. 5. As he entered his youth, the Lord decorated himself with ornaments, dressed himself in fine cloth, garlanded himself with flowers, and smeared himself with sandalwood. 6. By dint of pride in his education, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not caring for anyone else, defeated all kinds of learned scholars while executing his studies. In his youth, the Lord exhibited his ecstatic love of Krishna on the plea of disturbances of the bodily heirs. Accompanied by his confidential devotees, he enjoyed various pastimes in this way. This is an important purport. According to Ayurvedic treatment, the entire physiological system is conducted by three elements, namely Vayu, Pitta, and Kapha, air, bile, and mucus. Secretions within the body transform into other secretions like blood, urine, and stool. But if there are disturbances in the metabolism, the secretions turn into Kapha, mucus, by the influence of the air within the body. According to the Ayurvedic system, when the secretion of bile and formation of mucus disturb the air circulating within the body, 59 varieties of diseases may occur. One such disease is craziness. So we can understand that the Ayurvedic understanding of the body is pretty complete. In Western medicine, when somebody exhibits this craziness, they immediately want to give them drugs. This depressant, so many drugs. They don't understand that it's caused by a particular disturbance of the airs in the body, which can be brought back into balance by diet and lifestyle. The style of life that you live and what you eat will gradually bring those airs back into balance. And that lifestyle also obviously includes particular yoga asanas that are meant for that. The point is that misunderstanding, they present themselves as being scientists and knowing the bodily situation, but they don't really know very well. And therefore, they unnecessarily drug people when their craziness can be brought back. They can be brought back to normal by Ayurvedic treatments. So, continuing. On the plea of disturbance of the bodily air and metabolism, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted as if crazy. Thus, in his school, he began to explain the grammar of verbs through Krishna consciousness. Explaining everything in grammar in relationship to Krishna, the Lord induced his students to refrain from worldly education. For it is better to become Krishna conscious and in this way attain the highest perfectional platform of education. On these grounds, Sri Jiva Goswami later compiled the grammar entitled Haryanamamrita Vyakarana. People in general consider such explanations crazy. Therefore, the Lord's purpose in his attitude of craziness was to explain that there's nothing within our experience but Krishna consciousness, for everything may be dovetailed with Krishna consciousness. These pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been very vividly described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Majjhalila, chapter 1. Text 8. Thereafter, the Lord went to Gaya. There he met Srila Ishwara Puri. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to offer respectful oblations to his forefathers. This process is called Pindadan. In Vedic society, after the death of a relative, especially one's father or mother, one must go to Gaya and there offer oblations to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, hundreds and thousands of men gather in Gaya daily to offer such oblations or shraddha. Following this principle, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went there to offer pinda to his dead father. Fortunately, he met Ishwara Puri there. So as we know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of God, and he does not need anybody to teach him anything. But because he's in the role of an acharya, he sets the example for us to follow. That if you want to advance in spiritual life, you must accept a spiritual master, a spiritual guide. It is not recommended that one try to make spiritual advancement on one's own. Yes, all the books are there. One can read and one can sort of kind of imitate what the devotees are doing. But to make a solid spiritual advancement, one needs the mercy of an advanced devotee of the Lord. So to set that example, he accepted initiation from Ishwara Puri. Now we know today is the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri. And Ishwara Puri is celebrated for his selfless and dedicated service to his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, especially at the time of his leaving this world. The Vaishnavas, their whole lives are examples of how to live in a Krishna conscious way. But the particular example that stands out or should stand out for us is how they leave this world. Because that point of departure is going to come for every one of us. Sometimes it is pre-announced. You have some degenerative disease, so you know that within 6 months, a year, whatever, you're going to die. But quite often it comes very suddenly. So one has to be prepared at every moment. So the Vaishnava Acharyas, they set this example for us of how to die in a Krishna conscious way. Srila Madhavendra Puri, his celebrated contribution to the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is setting this example of the Viparlama Seva, the mood of Viparlama Seva, of serving the Lord in separation. And we're all meant to appreciate and absorb ourselves in this mood, beginning with our service to Guru, because obviously you can't jump over Guru to serve Krishna. The normal way things unfold is that, generally speaking, the Guru leaves before his disciples. That's generally how it goes. And therefore, the disciples catch up this mood of service and separation, serving the spiritual master while he or she is no longer physically present. But it's not always the case. Quite a few of Srila Prabhupada's disciples left before he left the planet. And unfortunately, quite a few in car accidents, and Prabhupada therefore was begging the devotees to drive carefully. Don't go fast. Don't speed. We should try to do that, to be very careful in all of our activities. So again, generally speaking, the spiritual master leaves. So Madhavendra Puri, he left this world in the company of his dear disciple, Ishwara Puri. And he was in this mood of separation from Krishna. He kept reciting that verse, Aidina Dharja Nate, Matura Nata Karavalokshe. He was saying that, reciting that verse of, the Lord of my heart, who is the Lord of Mathura, where are you now? Being unable to see you, my unsteady heart is restless. So in this mood of Viparlama Seva, he was leaving the world. And Ishwara Puri, completely understanding is the mood of his spiritual master, served him menially and assisted him. Not that the spiritual master needs assistance, but one should try one's best to serve the spiritual master according to the time, place, and circumstances. So this is the day that we celebrate that disappearance of Madhavendra Puri. We should remember him, again, for contributing this mood. It is stated that only three personalities can understand the real meaning of that verse. Aidina Dharanathaye. And that's Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Madhavendra Puri. Okay, so let us continue. Text 9. In Gaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwara Puri, and immediately afterwards he exhibited signs of love of Godhead. He again displayed such symptoms after returning home. Purport. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, accompanied by many of his disciples, he became sick on the way. He had such a high fever that he asked his students to bring water that had washed the feet of brahmanas, and when they brought it, the Lord drank it and was cured. Therefore, everyone should respect the position of a brahmana, as indicated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Neither the Lord nor his followers displayed any disrespect to brahmanas. The followers of the Lord must be prepared to offer brahmanas all due respect, but preachers of Lord Chaitanya's cult object if someone presents himself as a brahmana without having the necessary qualifications. In other words, we should not be fooled that just because somebody's born in a brahmana family or automatically a brahmana. That's not accepted in this line. The followers of Lord Chaitanya cannot blindly accept that everyone born in a brahmana's family is a brahmana. Therefore, one should not indiscriminately follow the Lord's example of showing respect to brahmanas by drinking water that has washed their feet. In other words, don't go to India and everybody who claims to be a brahmana, you take water from their feet and drink it. Not recommended. Gradually, the brahmana families have become degraded because of the contamination of Kali Yuga. Thus, they misguide people by exploiting their sentiments. 10. Thereafter, the Lord delivered love of Krishna to his mother, Shachi Devi, nullifying her offense at the feet of Advaita Acharya. Thus, there was a meeting with Advaita Acharya, who later had a vision of the Lord's universal form. Purport. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the throne of Vishnu in the house of Srivas Prabhu, and in a mood of his own, he said, quote, "My mother has offended the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. Unless she nullifies this offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, it will not be possible for her to achieve love of Krishna." End of quote. Hearing this, all the devotees went to bring Advaita Acharya there. While coming to see the Lord, Advaita Acharya was glorifying the characteristics of Mother Shachi Devi, and thus, upon arriving, he fell down on the ground in ecstasy. Then, under the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, Shachi Devi took advantage of this situation to touch Advaita Acharya's lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased by his mother's action, and he said, "Now my mother's offense at the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya has been rectified, and she may have love of Krishna without difficulty." By this example, Lord Chaitanya taught everyone that although one may be very much advanced in Krishna consciousness, if one offends the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, his advancement will not bear fruit. We should therefore be very cautious not to offend a Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes such an offense as follows. Yadi Vaishnava aparada ute hati mata upari vachinde tara sukhi yaya pata. This is from Madhyalila, chapter 19, text 156. As a mad elephant may trample all the plants in the garden, so by committing one offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, one may spoil all the devotional service he has accumulated in his life. Very heavy. After this incident, one day, Advaita Acharya Prabhu requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to display the universal form he had very kindly shown Arjuna. Lord Chaitanya agreed to this proposal, and Advaita Prabhu was fortunate enough to see the universal form of the Lord. Text 11. Srivas Thakur then worshipped Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the process of Abhishek. Sitting on a cot, the Lord exhibited transcendental opulence. I was about to skip that purport, but we should read it. It has particular instructions for ISKCON devotees in general. Abhishek is a special function for the installation of the deity. In this ceremony, the deity is bathed with milk and water and then worshipped and given a change of dress. This Abhishek function was especially observed at the house of Srivas. All the devotees, according to their means, worshipped the Lord with all kinds of paraphernalia, and the Lord gave benedictions to each devotee according to his desire. Text 12. After this function at the house of Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu appeared, and when he met with Lord Chaitanya, he got the opportunity to see him in his six-armed form. We're going to skip that purport. 13. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited to Lord Nityananda Prabhu a six-armed form bearing a conch shell, disc, club, lotus flower, bow, and flute. Thereafter, the Lord showed him his forearm form standing in a three-curved posture. With two hands, he played upon a flute, and in the other two, he carried a conch shell and disc. Finally, the Lord showed Nityananda Prabhu his two-arm form of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Going too fast here. Simply playing on his flute, his bluish body dressed in yellow garments. Nityananda Prabhu then arranged to offer Vyasa Puja, or worship of the spiritual master, to Lord Sri Gaurasundar. But Lord Chaitanya carried the plow-like weapon called Mushala in the ecstasy of being Nityananda Prabhu. We're going to skip that one. Thereafter, Mother Shachidevi saw the brothers Krishna and Balaram in their manifestation of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Then the Lord delivered the two brothers, Jagai and Madai. Purport. One night, Shachidevi dreamt that the deities in her house, Krishna and Balaram, had taken the forms of Chaitanya and Nityananda and were fighting one another, as children do. Nityananda, to eat the Naivedya, or offering to the deities. The next day, by the will of Lord Chaitanya, Shachidevi invited Nityananda to take prasadam at her house. Thus, Vishvambara, Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda were eating together, and Shachidevi realized that they were none other than Krishna and Balaram. Seeing this, she fainted. Jagai and Madai were two brothers born in Navadvipa in a respectable Brahmana family who later became addicted to all kinds of sinful activities. By the order of Lord Chaitanya, both Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur used to preach a cult of Krishna consciousness door to door. In the course of such preaching, they found Jagai and Madai, two maddened, drunken brothers, who upon seeing them began to chase them. On the next day, Madai struck Nityananda Prabhu on the head with a piece of earthen pot, thus drawing blood. Just see how low we can sink in our contaminated, conditioned mentality to attack God himself. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard of this, he immediately came to the spot, ready to punish both brothers. But when the all-merciful Lord Gauranga saw Jagai's repentant behavior, he immediately embraced him. By seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and embracing him, both the sinful brothers were at once cleansed. Thus they received initiation into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra from the Lord and were delivered. 18. After this incident, the Lord remained in an ecstatic position for 21 hours, and all of the devotees saw his specific pastimes. This is instructions for the pujaris. Purport. In a deity's room, there must be a bed for the deity behind his throne. This system should immediately be introduced in all our centers. It does not matter whether the bed is big or small. It should be of a size the deity room can conveniently accommodate. But there must be at least a small bed. One day in the house of Srivas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down on the bed of Vishnu, and all the devotees worshipped him with the Vedic mantras of the Purusha Sukta, beginning with Sahasra Shirsha Purushak Sahasraakshak Sahasrapat. This Veda Stuti should also be introduced, if possible, for installations of deities. While bathing the deity, all the priests and devotees must chant the Purusha Sukta and offer the appropriate paraphernalia for worshipping the deity, such as flowers, fruits, incense, arati paraphernalia, naivedya, vastra, and ornaments. All the devotees worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way, and the Lord remain in ecstasy for 7 praharas, or 21 hours. So, how long is a prahara? If there are 7 praharas in 21 hours, 3 hours. He took this opportunity to show the devotees that he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, who is the source of all other incarnations, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Ahang sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. All the different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Vishnu Tattva, emanate from the body of Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exposed all the private desires of the devotees, and thus all of them became fully confident that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we shouldn't have any doubt. If those devotees who were right there with him became fully confident that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should just accept. Some devotees call this exhibition of ecstasy by the Lord Sata Praharya Bhava, or the ecstasy of 21 hours. And others call it Mahabhava Prakash or Mahaprakash. There is a description of this Sata Praharya Bhava in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, chapter 9, which mentions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed a maidservant named Dukhi with the name Sukhi. He called for Kolavich Sridhar and showed him his Mahaprakash. Then he called for Murari Gupta and showed him his feature as Lord Ramachandra. He offered his blessings to Haridas Thakur, and at this time he also asked Advaita Prabhu to explain the Bhagavad Gita as it is Gitara Satyapata, and showed special favor to Mukunda. So, I'm going to skip ahead to one verse that specifically speaks about Harinam Sankirtan. Here we go. So, text 21. And then we'll end with the after the this explanation. Harinama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevena, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other means for self-realization than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. 22. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. This verse repeats the word Eva, certainly, three times for emphasis, and it also three times repeats Harinama, the holy name of the Lord, just to make common people understand. Purport. To emphasize something to an ordinary person, one may repeat it three times, just as one might say, you must do this, you must do this, you must do this. Thus, the Brihanaradiya Purana repeatedly emphasizes the chanting of the holy name so that people may take it seriously and thus free themselves from the clutches of Maya. It is our practical experience in the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world that many millions of people are factually coming to the spiritual stage of life simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly according to the prescribed principles. Therefore, our request to all our students is that they daily chant at least 16 rounds of this Hare Nama Mahamantra, offenselessly, following the regulative principles. Thus, their success will be assured without a doubt. So, to substantiate Srila Prabhupada's statement, we're going to show something here. Of the effect of Harinam. So this is Harinam last night in Santa Monica. And you can see before the devotees come on the scene, the people are just absorbed in their bodily consciousness of life. It's amazing. I've said this to some devotee last night, that when I was a child, you wouldn't want to be caught dead with torn clothing. But nowadays people pay money to buy clothes that are torn and they happily wear them on the street. This is the effects of the age of Kali. But fortunately for them, the real happy people are about to arrive on the scene. And these people are really, really happy. They're not faking it. They immediately get out their instruments and they start chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And sometimes some people in the audience actually appreciate the chanting. As soon as they see the chanting party, they become ecstatic. They start raising their arms and And as they get closer, they get happier and happier. And of course, along with the chanting, we also do book distribution. This young man was from Mexico, visiting from Mexico. He's also mixed Japanese heritage. And he was very, very happy to see the devotees. He bought a whole bunch of books and he asked permission to take pictures. Very, very nice person. And devotees are so happy. They're just happily chanting Hare Krishna. And the people on the street appreciate that. Of course, some devotees are very serious. But I guess they have to concentrate on playing the right notes. And this family was so happy that they came forward and bought some books and gave a very nice donation. So all's well that ends well. The devotees are happy to sell the books and take donations because we know how to spend money for Krishna. And the man in the street, they're very happy. They walk away with books on bhakti yoga, which will make their lives very, very happy. Jai! All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.